from Spark and Anvil and CypherForge. This is Mask, in Chapter 1 of the CypherForge cast. This Drala uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.
Mask stood at the front of the small classroom, her russet and cream fur gleaming under the lamplight. She was a fox tween, quick and bright-eyed, with a focused energy that usually made her students sit up a little straighter. In her paw, she held a small, folded card, its edges softened from countless uses. This was her substitution table. "All right," she began, her voice clear. "Who remembers Caesar's cipher?" A paw shot up. "It shifts letters," offered a badger cub named Pip, "like A becomes D, B becomes E, and so on." "Exactly," Mask said, nodding. "A uniform shift. Every letter moves the same number of places. Simple, right?" She paused, letting the thought settle. "But what if we wanted something a little less predictable?"
She unfolded her card. On the top row, the alphabet marched from A to Z in neat block letters. Below it, a different alphabet lay, scrambled. For example, under A, there was a Q, under B, an X. "This," she explained, tapping the card, "is a substitution table. It's a map. For every letter in the alphabet, it tells you exactly which other letter it becomes." She wrote a simple word on the slate, F-O-X. Then, using her card, she carefully wrote the substituted letters below it. F became R, O became P, X became T. So, F-O-X becomes R-P-T, she announced. "See? Each letter gets a unique substitute. F will always be R, O will always be P, and X will always be T, in this message, using this table." "But what if you wanted to change it?" asked a squirrel kit named Squeak. "You could make a completely new table," Mask replied. "There are so many ways to scramble the alphabet. Imagine if you had 26 different slots, and you had to put a unique letter in each one. The first slot has 26 choices, the second has 25, and so on. That makes for hundreds of millions of millions of millions of ways, actually. It feels incredibly secure, doesn't it? Like finding a needle in a haystack the size of a mountain range."
She tapped the card again. "One famous historical example is the Atbash cipher. It's an ancient Hebrew cipher. A becomes Z, B becomes Y, C becomes X, and so on. The first letter swaps with the last, the second with the second to last. It's a very specific kind of substitution table."
"So it's totally safe?" Pip asked, his eyes wide. Mask smiled, a dry, knowing smile. "It feels safe, but here's the trick. My cipher, the substitution table, has a weakness, a big one. It's called frequency analysis." She walked to another part of the slate. "Think about English. What's the most common letter?"
"E," several kits chorused. "Right. And then T, A, O, I, N, S, H, R," she listed. "They all have their own typical frequency in any long piece of writing. Now, with a substitution table, every time you write an E, it becomes the same substitute letter, every single time. Do you see what that means?" Pip squinted. "Oh, the substitute for E will show up the most often in the secret message." "Precisely," Mask clapped her paws together. "The substitute letter inherits the frequency of the original letter. So if you get a long enough message, you just look for the most common letter in the encrypted text. That's probably the substitute for E. Then you look for the second most common, and so on. SIFT teaches this method. It breaks my cipher easily." She sighed, a small, almost imperceptible sound. "My cipher is strong against someone just guessing tables, but it's weak against someone who knows about letter frequencies. The strength of a cipher depends on the attack method."
Mask had learned about fixed mappings long before CypherForge. Her family had been the village mask makers for generations. They carved festival masks, each one representing a specific character or spirit. The Harvest Keeper mask always looked a certain way, with its broad, smiling face and leafy crown. The Bell Ringer mask always had its own distinct features, often with a mischievous grin and tiny bells carved into its ears. Each mask was a fixed substitute for a role, a one-to-one mapping in wood and paint. That discipline, that exactness, had been part of her earliest memories, shaping the way she saw patterns in the world. When she was 22, she had walked the long road to Cipher Forge. Cipher, the old owl, had sat behind his enormous desk. "What is monoalphabetic substitution?" he had asked, his voice like rustling leaves. Mask had stood tall. "Every letter has a fixed substitute. The same letter, the same substitute, everywhere in the message. There are many possible tables, but frequency analysis breaks them." Cipher had blinked slowly. "You are appointed." She still carried that small folded card. It was a reminder of something foundational, a simple, elegant idea. One-to-one mapping, consistently applied. It was a powerful step beyond Caesar Schiff's, but it carried its own clear vulnerability. And knowing that vulnerability, understanding it completely, was the real lesson.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to MASC. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.